Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Tuesday. It feels good in here. I don't know about you boys. I've got producer Luke and producer Draco. Hi. Are you picking up these amazing vibes that I'm picking up?
Yeah.
It feels like someone's going to get sexual down here.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What? If you mean we're going to play Naked Sexual? Yes, we are in about 15 minutes.
Of course we awesome. Are. And great. All of us, as we do every night, are going to dance around the studio like no tomorrow. Producer Luke, of all the things that we are doing tonight, what are you most excited for?
Well, all the things we're doing tonight, James Arthur in about 15
minutes.
Who's
doing James Arthur? Jeez, he's not feeling sexual tonight.
No, yeah.
Producer Draco?
I'm really excited about our U12 wrap-up party that we're going to be doing in Melbourne.
Yes, with Melbourne Polytechnic.
Yeah, we're going to fly people all around from Australia. If you're not in Melbourne, you'll fly in, come to the U12 wrap-up party. It's going to be
fantastic. Can you imagine how excited everyone's going to be? Because it's going to be like everyone's just got their results. They want a party. For better or worse, they want a party. And we're going to help them do that. We've got the first winner on air in 10 minutes' time. For everyone else, make sure you registered at ashlondonlive.com. But now it's time for some Ray Schumann. This one peaked at number one in the USA. Even Paul McCartney got involved in the mannequin challenge.
Did he really?
They give him a shake. Black Beatles. That's what they're saying. They're the Black Beatles. He's a white Beatle. Oh. Get it? Plays now on Ash London Live.
Melbourne Polytechnic Skills and Job Centres can help translate your studies into your dreams. Give them a call or book an appointment online today.
This is Ash London Live.
So when we started this show, like a month or two ago, the first thing I said when we all sat down and said, what kind of show do we want to have? I said, we need to throw a party.
Oh, yeah.
And not just some lame-ass party with, like, popcorn and, like, some Battle of the Bands winner from down the road. I want an established...
X Factor winner?
I want an established cool band. I want activations. I want to throw the party of the century. And the dudes from Melbourne Polytechnic came along and they were like, let's do this.
Let's do it.
And we were like, yay, yay. Because there's nothing better in life to celebrate than year 12 wrapping up and you never have to go back to high school ever again. Thank the Lord.
I kind of like driving past my old high school, though, and just looking what's new.
I don't.
Oh, I do.
I like to drive past and just give them the bird and say,
oh, yeah. Also, I'm like, suckers.
Look at all I have become. So we are throwing the Ash London Live wrap-up party and Fundamentals are going to be playing. I'm so excited for this to happen. It's happening in Melbourne, but we're going to be flying people from all around the country to come and party with us. So you've got to register at our website. That's what Georgia did. Hey, Georgia.
Hi.
How excited are you to finish year 12?
I am so excited.
That's what I like
to
hear.
It's ridiculous.
Do you have any idea what you want to do after school's finished?
Well, I want to study to be a teacher because I'm really, really good with kids. So.
But wait, for your break, you didn't your neck to get out of year 12. Why are you going to study and go back to be a teacher?
Well, because I figure that I could help children grow into...
incredible adults.
Yeah.
Yep, Georgia, my mum's a teacher, so I think that is an incredible idea. We would love for you to come and party with us and the Fundamentals at our Ash London Live wrap-up party. Do you want to come?
Yes, please.
Amazing. Have you got lots of friends to bring?
Yes.
That's what we like to hear. Well, congratulations. You are our first winner. We are going to party hard. The Fundamentals are going to be playing live. It's going to be the perfect way to wrap up the year 12. We can't wait to see you there.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I wish this party was happening when I finished year 12. Melbourne Polytechnic Skills and Job Centres can help translate your studies into your dreams. So give them a call or book an appointment online today. And while you're online, register at ashlondonlive.com to come party with us. And these guys, Fundamentals, this is Think About It.
Ash London Live.
James Arthur, welcome to Ash London Live, my darling.
What's up? How are you doing?
Just loving life. Just had a Mexican wrap and it hit the spot, like smashed the spot.
What, like a burrito?
vibe.
No, it was not a burrito because it's cold. It was like Mexican flavors with some chickpeas, but in a wrap, and then like served fresh.
Can't complain, can you? It sounds
right. Can't complain about that. No. I want to kick off our interview today by talking about your tattoos. Just kidding. I'm joking.
I nearly had a heart attack.
For those of you at home who don't follow James Arthur on Twitter, he did tweet about the fact that he was sick of radio hosts asking me about his bloody tats.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of promo last week and it felt like it was in Europe, they want to know about the tattoos. What do they mean? And I'm like, I don't know. I was high, probably.
It's better than someone asking you about your really awkward leaked sex tape or something. Like, if that's the go-to, I think you're doing okay, James Arthur.
Yeah, I was probably having a bad day, to be honest. I'm pretty lucky I'm being asked about my tattoos. I could be doing worse things with my time.
I love that you tweeted about being in a sky bed in the airplane. Like, that is my life goal, just being important enough to never have to travel economy. Do you feel like you've made it to that level yet?
No. I think I requested, if I'm going to do 20 hours to Australia, I want to be... I'm a tall guy. I can't be sitting in economy for that long.
I'm 5'2" and I still stand by the fact that I can't do that long in economy. It's the devil. Like, it's unacceptable. Are you the guy that gets on a plane, watches movies, has all the free drinks, just takes like advantage of it? Or do you slip a sleeping pill? And
for this one, I watched a couple of films. Right, I started, you know, I made a vow to start reading more. I've been reading a few. I've been trying to read some stuff, but I stay awake pretty much. I don't sleep too well on planes.
Are you like a fiction guy or a self-help guy or a comic book guy?
Well, I mean, it's been a really crazy few weeks for me. Like, I wasn't really expecting the success of this single. It was a bit of a throwback to my first bout of success. And then I had like a bit of a layoff kind of thing. And I kind of got myself together and dealt with all the anxiety that came with that. Yeah. But the way that I used to deal with it was by doing the wrong things. And yeah, so I'm just trying to read about mindfulness and stuff like that at the moment, which is super helpful, yeah. The reason I started reading them is because there's all this amazing stuff happening to me right now. I'm having this amazing moment. And I was like, why am I not loving this? Like, why am I not enjoying it? And then it was kind of like, yeah, you're doing the same thing you did last time and overthinking it all and like trying to control stuff. And you can't do that. You just got to go with it.
I always say when we play your song, the way I back announce it is I often mention the fact that it makes me miss a boyfriend I don't even have.
Yeah.
Like, it's that song that's like, oh man, yeah, I just miss him. Who's him? He doesn't even exist, but I still feel like I miss him. Like, it makes you feel really connected to the story of the song, because I think, as you said, it is really honest.
Yeah. That's kind of, I suppose, what I wanted to evoke, you know, that feeling. Like, I don't have kids or... I'm not in that place where I've been with someone for years and I'm settled down and stuff like that. But I wanted to write a song about how that feels. You know, I always draw from my personal experience and paint that picture for people. And it's been really cool, the reaction the song's got. You know, people are like, oh man, it reminds me of this, and it's nostalgic. And you know, you get people coming up to you, big blokes that I never would have thought were fans in the past. Like, oh, my missus loves this song. We're going to dance to it at our wedding and stuff like that. So it's cool.
More with James Arthur next. But right now, The Weeknd's new track. People on Twitter are frothing over this one. With the cheeky bit of Daft Punk thrown in. Very, very MJ. This is I Feel It Coming on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
I loved your tweet about Ariana Grande and that vocal. Has she responded yet to the suggestion of a collaboration?
No, she hasn't. I wish she would though. I might be in love with Ariana Grande a little bit.
Seriously, the vocal is incredible, and this is something that I'm really excited about, that we're seeing in pop music especially lately, is the return to the vocal. We've got these amazing female vocalists like Adele and Tori Kelly, Emily Sandé, Ariana Grande, Jess Glynn, but not so many of the fellas are kind of repping it for the boys. I think you're out there, obviously, you know, you sing these songs that really show off the male vocal.
Bless you, thank you.
Do you wish there were some more boys, or are you happy that you're just, you're the one?
Well, I'm pretty competitive. I don't want too many people to compete with. But, you know, we've got a few guys. There's a guy actually called Alan Stone that hasn't really...
Oh my God, I love him.
Have you heard him, yeah?
When he sings Unaware in his mother's living room.
This guy, for me, is like, I can't believe that everyone doesn't know about him. I think he's incredible. Right.
He came to Australia recently, and that's the third time I've seen him, I think, and he played to a room of a couple hundred people, and it was like being at church.
My God.
It was spiritual.
He's the man for me. I love him. We got, you know, there's that kid Shawn Mendes as well. He's pretty good. Yeah, and
And Shawn Mendes is like 19 or something ridiculous, which is just painful.
Yeah, he was really nice. I remember like a few years ago, he tweeted saying, James Arthur's the best singer in the world, he's my favourite singer or something like that. And then he blew and he's like, he's killing me in the game. So it's really cool to see that, like how well he's doing. Tori Kelly as well, like, I know she's not a male, but... Yeah. She's one of the best vocalists I've ever heard.
She's a freak.
She put me on the guest list when she was in London. I was buzzing about that. I went to see her do a little acoustic thing. And, wow.
Did you get to meet her and like be a bit of a fanboy afterwards?
I didn't get to meet her. I was trying to be cool, you know, playing it cool.
Don't try and be cool, man. No, Tori Kelly's a legendary chick. Like, yeah, she's the cool kind of girl that you don't need to be cool around. You just go in there and then in no time you'll either have a collaboration album or you'll be married.
You never know. Her or Ariana, they're my two. That's what I'm gunning for in the future.
Well, I believe in you. And next time I speak to both of them, I'll just put it in the interview as if you haven't told me to say that.
You're an angel.
And then when it happens, I'll take all the credit. How does that sound?
I'll take that. Thank you.
Amazing. James, thanks so much for taking time to hang out with me when you've been in Australia. We love you.
Cheers.
Love the track.
Lots of love. Thank you very much.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers, sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
London. Live. I really must just love surrounding myself with good-looking men, and now I'm taking it next level because we are naming today Tweety Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah!
And with us right now is The Loop's Scott Tweety, mate, co-hosting for the rest of the show. How do you feel?
No, this is a celebration today. This is all about Ash London, you having your own radio show. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Buddy, you taught me everything I know back in the days when we were hosting The Loop together.
Well, I want to know how you got this gig, though, because do you remember how you got your job on The Loop? You actually brought cakes into everyone for your audition.
I did bring cakes.
Did you really?
I know you're talented, but did you do something like that?
Well, looking around the studio right now, you have brought us salt and vinegar chips, sweet chili chips, two kinds of crackers, spinach dip olives, prosciutto salami, and camembert. So I think someone's angling for a permanent role on the show. What do you think, producer Draco?
Yeah, I know. That's expensive food as well.
It's expensive. Obviously, they're paying you well at The Loop. Maybe you don't need it.
TV money.
Low blow. I'm sucking up, all right? We're live. Anything can happen.
I'm
live and dangerous.
It. We are so happy to have you here. And we trust you, man. This is a big deal. I mean, usually we choose the Ash London Live Top 5 theme, but we thought, it's Tweety Tuesday, so we're going to let you choose. So, mate, what's it going to be?
Well, you and I share a mutual band we absolutely love.
We do love this band.
I don't want to reveal too much, but it is the number one band.
Yep.
How it's going to fill the gap. Well, this band comes from France.
Oh. This is not them, by the way.
I'm a chocolat. Parlez-vous français. So, for my top five, we're going French style.
French kissing. Ooh. Who are you going to be French kissing in this studio?
Did you just look at me as you said that?
Inny, mini, money, mo.
Mo landed on me.
Salt and vinegar chips, you're the winner.
There are so many amazing French artists out there. I mean, so many incredible DJs come from that part of the world, so I think we could definitely have some fun with this tweet. What do you reckon, boys? Can we accept his suggestion?
Accepted.
Well done,
Tweet. Thank you very much.
If I may kick it off with a suggestion of my own, though.
I mean,
everyone else, of course, send us your suggestions at Ash London Live on Twitter. Have you heard the new Robin Schulz, David Guetta, Cheat Codes, collaboration?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of buzz at The Loop at the moment about this song. I don't reckon it's good. It's good. I don't think top 10. I know it's just a classic, another DJ dance track.
No.
I don't think it's got what it takes.
Happy.
I don't think it's got the balls to get there into the top 10.
I love that it talks about if you love me, say so. And I love this, you know, so often we act too cool in love, Tweety, but no. You got to embrace love. So we're getting it on air now. This is Shed a Light. What an amazing, happy, joyous track. Number four in our French artist, Jubel Klingon. An incredible suggestion by our guest co-host for the evening, Scott Tweety.
Don't be fooled. It's a Swedish DJ name, but he is French. He's from Croix.
Croix.
In France. He hasn't done much since Jubel in 2013.
He really has. Apparently there was two of them, remember? And then one of them pissed off and left the other one.
Yeah, Cedric. He's remaining.
Oh my
God. Someone's on there Googling.
Someone's
on there. Wikipedia. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for all of your suggestions on Twitter at Ashland and Love with French Artists. A couple of you guys have suggested this next track, and I got to say, I am stoked that you did. Tweety, you'd never heard this track before, but I know you're going to grow to love it.
I remember seeing her on Graham Norton show.
Yeah.
That's where I saw her perform, but I've never heard her on the airwaves.
Yeah, so she performed that, and then people all over the world got on board. So it's Christine and the Queens. There's only one girl, though. Her name is Eloise. And I was reading, I think it was Rolling Stone Mag on the weekend. Had an article with her, and the way she got her name is she was really shy, and one night in Paris, she had this night out with all these drag queens, and they inspired her to just, like, be herself. So she invented this persona called Christine and the Queens. There you go.
There you go. I thought there was going to be Florence and the Machine. There was a team of queens, but no, she's riding solo.
It really is just her. So it is number 3 on tonight's Ashland and Live Top 5 of French Artists. Christine and the Queens, this is Tilted. If you've got a suggestion, make sure you get it through to us at Ashland and Live. Number 2 in tonight's Ashland and Live Top 5 of French Artists. That's Kungs versus Cooking on 3 Burners with This Girl. I've got our guest co-host, Scott Tweedy, in studio with me. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Miss Ash London. How did you come up with the name of the show? Genius, right?
It's pretty genius. I mean, Ash London, and then we do the show live. I know.
And what was the shortlist?
You know, there's so many. How about in 10 minutes' time, I'll tell you the whole story.
Ooh,
we can go
teaser.
Through it all.
I see what you're
it's
doing
our booking.
There.
That's what we got.
We're ready for number one.
Well, oh, mate, I was born ready for number one.
I know what you're thinking, maybe Daft Punk.
Daft Punk would have been great, incorrect. But we have been playing them with The Weekend and Starboy.
Yeah, but they're not in the top five.
They're not in the top five.
Justice, another great.
Oh, we love D-A-N-C-E. Love that track.
That's not it. It's our favourite band. It is Phoenix.
Oh, we love Phoenix. Now, Tweety, how long have we been friends?
Oh, 6 years?
6 years. Yeah. And I think the moment we first bonded over music was when we bonded over how much we love Phoenix.
Well, this is a band that I've flown from Brisbane down to Sydney like about 4 times just to see them perform live.
Oh, because they never come to Brizzy.
I know. And what I love about Phoenix is that they're so English in their songs. And and then when you interview them, you can't even understand a word they're
saying.
Well, they don't understand you.
I interviewed them a couple of years ago, and I was really nervous. You know how I get a bit rashy when I get nervous?
Yeah.
So I had to take an antihistamine to make the rash go away. So we had this interview, and we're sitting there, and I speak a bit of French.
I did not know. Prove it.
Je ne parle pas français. J'étais avec Phoenix. And we're sitting there.
I wouldn't know.
And they were speaking in French among themselves, and they couldn't remember the English words. And I knew the words, but I was too groggy and tired from all of the antihistamines, and it was my one chance in life to be cool in front of Phoenix.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
You didn't impress them. Well, this is from 2009. It is Listomania, and this song brings back so many fun memories for us.
We are so excited to get this one on the air. It is number one. Just the intro makes me happy.
If you voted for this, I love you already.
Absolutely. Turn it up in your cars, in your homes, in your phones. Enjoy Listomania, Phoenix. Phoenix number one on Ash London Live Top 5.
Ash London Live.
We've got a very, very special guest host in studio tonight. You can catch him 9 a.m. Saturdays on 11 hosting The Loop. It's a music show, 3 hours of musical magic. But right now, he's here, Scott Tweedy. I love you, man.
I love your interview you just did with James Arthur. He sounded like such a nice guy.
He was a great guy. I feel like anyone who's anyone could have a great chat with James Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Not the kind of guy that would blank someone on an Aria's red carpet.
No, the chemistry was there with you two.
So you worked at the red carpet and you did some backstage stuff at the Aria's. What happened with you and Jamesy?
Well, during our 4-hour rehearsal to go present one award, which is great, we're all hanging backstage. So you've got all the artists in there that are going to announce an award. And I'm talking to the guys from Flight Facilities, Jimmy and Hugo.
Ooh,
and in walks in James Arthur, and I'm like, well, I've got to interview him on the carpet later. I'm going to build up the chemistry now.
Get in early so when he sees you, you're a familiar face.
Yeah. He's wearing shades indoors, didn't bother me.
Yeah.
So I sort of yell across the room like, g'day, James. How are you, mate? I'm Scott. Nice to meet you. The noise that came out of James' mouth was almost like a... and It was so awkward and such a shutdown that the two flight facility boys were laughing in silence and fell onto the ground because I got shut down in front of not just James, not just flight facilities, but every bloody artist that was presenting at the ARIA. Smoked.
Flume just pulls out his phone and starts Snapchatting it.
Yeah.
Hashtag burn.
Oh, it was. But how was your ARIA night? Because mine was huge.
I had a great night at the ARIA.
You don't normally party. Usually midnight's your cut-off.
I didn't party, Scott. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. It could have been a doppelganger of yours. But at about 4 a.m.-ish at the Universal party, where were you?
I was just praying
on the balcony.
12 metres to the left of the old ice cream machine is Ash London, candle lit with a guy.
Okay. We're gonna wrap this up.
And not only were you playing with a candle, you're asking me to take photos of the two of you. And she's like, light the candle up more.
Okay, enough of this, thanks. I didn't invite you on my show to embarrass me in front of the country.
Are we
together?
You got a boyfriend?
I am single and ready to mingle.
What a letdown.
So I had a great night. We both had great.
Oh, you were on fire. Seriously, when You're the Voice came on and Ash London starts singing and pointing and pulling the trigger to the gun, you know it's going to be a good night.
I actually forgot my car. My house keys back at the office. And I rocked up at the office to get them as the breakfast team were arriving to work.
Yeah. And then the next day, you spent the whole day on the couch next to our office sleeping.
I really enjoy this that. Ash London Live girl because you have changed and you are awesome. Please, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, sister.
Okay, well, if you want to party with me, make sure you register at ashlondonlive.com and come to our party with Melbourne Polytechnic and Fundamentals.
Fundamentals go off.
You can come too if you want to. You can be Tully. This is straight fake love. It plays now on Ash London Live.
Ash London Loves.
Well, technically, this isn't an Ash London Loves because our guest co-host for the night, Scott Tweedy, has brought his own suggestion. So I guess it's Scott Tweedy Loves.
Oh, I'm loving it so much. I love it more than my girlfriend, Georgia.
Okay. If anyone's ever seen a photo of Georgia, they will say you are lying because she is necklace.
But wait till you listen to this song.
Okay.
Pharrell Williams, Kid Cudi, Surfing.
Oh, I love this
song.
That's
all super new for the cool kids out there that have been onto it for about a month.
Oh my God, that guy's like such a loser. I've been listening to that on my SoundCloud for like 6 weeks now.
But Pharrell is the busiest man in the music industry, always making music, singing. He's got a brand new one out at the moment called Crave for a new film called Hidden Figures. Have a listen to this. I feel like I should go to church in America and clap with my friends.
You can come with me on the weekend.
I've got a lot of sins, Ash. Too many. All those pranks I did back in the day. Too many of them to name. But no, he's been teaming up with, for this song, Kid Cudi. And would you say he's a triple threat? Because I know he can act. So I know he can sing. Can he dance?
I'm sure if he can't dance, he's got another one that will get in there, like, I don't know, making spaghetti. We'll give it to him.
His mom's spaghetti. Well, basically, look, he's been down and out for a little while. He opened up, which I thought was great, on social media about his depression and mental health issues at the moment. And that sparked a lot of people to come out and speak about it as well. So he's actually addressed all those fans in the last couple of weeks going, thank you so much.
I love
you're
that.
Helping me through this. And his album was meant to drop a couple of weeks ago. The new one, it's called Drops. The new one is called...
What's it called,
Passion. Pain and Demon Slaying. So I'm crossing all my fingers and toes. I'm a massive Kid Cudi fan.
I
loved
him
in
too.
The TV show How to Make It in America.
So was he in that, like, as an actor?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I did two series.
You've been obsessed with this show for a while. I never saw it.
I'm a massive fan. Well, Mark Wahlberg was the EP.
Yeah.
I spoke to him when he was...
Is that the one where they make jeans?
Yes.
I love that show.
Yes. Crisp
jeans.
Can I
just say, how's old mate Scott Tweedy dropping Mark Wahlberg? I chatted to him recently.
I chatted to him for 0.43 of a second almost.
Wait a second.
Quickest chat ever Transformers. When you got tackled.
I got kicked off the red carpet.
Ash got tackled by security. She was meant to be there with me, but she didn't make it in time because she was parking my car.
Yes. So I walked onto the red carpet and tried to join in the interview and then security tackled me.
And so I spoke to Marky Mark and I was like, is this show coming back? And he just looked at me and laughed in the face and he's like, how much money have you got? And I was like, $0.
Not a lot. I work in the Australian media industry. I don't get paid a lot of money at all.
So if you're like me and you're a fan of Kid Cudi, the new album is dropping very soon. We don't have a date just yet.
It's coming. That was a really great wrap up. I learned so much from that, Tweeds. And I'm really excited.
And I learned that you should never mess with Ash London because she took security down that day on the red carpet.
It was just a couple of Lebos, me and them.
That was
I'm
so
loving
good.
These, so I can say that. Great choice. It is the Tweety Loves track for tonight. Kid Cudi, Pharrell. It is called Surfing, and it plays now on Ash London Live. Chainsmokers with Phoebe Ryan. That's All We Know on Ash London Live. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you. We've got Scott Tweedy as our guest co-host tonight. Say hi, Tweedy.
Thank you for having me, Ash London.
You're very welcome.
Good to get the band back together for just one last time.
One night only. Should we do a Twitter snap poll?
Yeah, let's do it.
On Ash London Live.
Twitter snap poll.
Okay, so Tweedy, and I know you listen to this show every night, but just in case you forgot.
Long time listener, first time host.
Just in case you forgot how this works, we're going to play two little snippets of tracks.
Ooh.
And then we're going to whack up a Twitter snap poll on the internet and get people to vote for their favourites. So tonight's theme is Ash London First Plays. So two tracks that we have never played on the show before. And we leave it in the hands of the people because we're all about the people, you know what I'm saying, Tweeds?
Oh, it's the people's show.
Well, that's my show, isn't it? It's Ash London Live, isn't it?
Oh, there she goes. It's buzzing in bright lights in front of me. I can't escape it.
Every night she does this.
Even if I don't want to look at Ash in this studio, there's a photo of Ash on every corner.
As it should be. All right, you've got two great options, guys. The first one comes from C. It's brand new from her called Never Give Up. Track.
Yeah, really good.
Not much that she can do badly, old mate, see ya. The second option is from DJ Andy Grammer, Fresh Eyes.
Fresh eyes. So suddenly I'm in love with you, stranger.
It's a grower, though, Tweet.
Oh, it's just that classic. Nah.
Okay, well.
Oh, so did I reveal who I'm voting for already?
I was going to say on three, we'll both say the artist we're voting for, but I've got a pretty good idea now who it's going to be for you. One, two, three. Andy Grammer. Oh, see. We can't both vote because our votes will cancel each other out.
Which is perfect for the viewers out there.
Oh, Jesus. It's up to you guys.
TV lingo.
You've got seven minutes to vote for your favourite on Twitter, but now The Weeknd and Daft Punk. This is Starboy.
On Ash London Live.
The Twitter snap poll.
In studio now with our guest co-host for the evening, Scott Tweedy from Channel 11's The Loop. Your first ever Twitter snap poll. Are you excited?
Very excited about this poll.
Loves a poll.
London's been practicing that one all night. Hey, try the veal.
Just came to me.
No, this is very exciting. I think that team, you know who's going to take it out.
Yeah, you think C is going to win. I think, who knows, Andy Grammer might come in with the chance. Let's listen to the two options. First of all, it's a first play from C, I Never Give Up. Or is it going to be Fresh Eyes from Andy Grammer?
Fresh eyes. So suddenly I'm in love with a stranger. I can't believe she's mine.
Now, just before we reveal the winner, Ash, I found some gold on the internet. So. Yeah. In the past week, Celine Dion has given a...
How is this remotely relevant?
No, I love it. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion has done a cover of Sia at her Vegas concert for cheap thrills.
Oh, yes. Please tell me you have the audio.
Have a listen to this.
Celine.
I think she's nailed it.
She's nailed it.
She is a big fan of Sia. She said on Jimmy Fallon a little while ago she loves Sia, so she's...
I wonder if she voted in tonight's Twitter snap poll.
She's all over Twitter.
I know she is a big fan of Ash London Live. All right, well, producer Luke, this is your big job for the evening to tell us who's won.
If Celine Dion really did vote, she got it. 68%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's almost a landslide victory, isn't it?
Kind
of. Okay, it's not at all. Okay, if it was 80%.
But if you add like about 9% for Celine Dion's vote, then
absolutely.
I like this.
Ash London Live first play from Sia. Tweety's a fan. We hope you're a fan too. It's called Never Give Up and it plays right now.
Ash London Live.
All week on the show, we are giving away Xbox One consoles and Nerve on Blu-ray to some very lucky listeners who tweet us their music suggestions or just music they're loving on the hashtag Ash London's Xbox. That's what Sarah from Adelaide did. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, Ash, how's it going?
Mate, I'm great. I've also got Scott Tweedy with me. Do you want to say hello to him?
Hey, Scott, how are you? I saw you guys on Twitter tonight, so I knew that. Sorry I didn't say hi earlier.
It's okay.
It's all good. We forgive you.
We do forgive you. So you have tweeted us on the hashtag with some music that you're loving. Tell Australia what it is.
Yes, I love Maroon 5, Don't Want to Know at the moment. Adam Levine is just gorgeous and love that song so much.
For everyone. And don't forget Kendrick Lamar, who does that guest rap on it. Do you love a bit of K-Dot?
Oh, I love him, of course. That's right. What makes it.
Love it. Well, you're going to hear the track in 10 minutes' time, but what do you reckon, Tweed? Should we give her something for her efforts?
What about the controller to the Xbox?
Just the controller?
We can't do that.
No, we have to give her the whole thing.
What about just one game?
No, we have to give her the game.
Sorry,
and the...
legally we can't do this. Come on, one controller.
No, we're going to give it all to you. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Oh, that is so awesome. You guys are the best. Thank you.
Don't say you guys. Just me. Tweety tried to just give you the bloody controller. Nothing else.
I want the box. I want the box.
Cool. For everyone else, make sure you use the hashtag AshLondon's Xbox. We're giving away the console plus the Blu-ray of Nerve, which is new to buy or rent on Blu-ray, DVD or digital tomorrow. But now, Picking Duck and Ellie fan, Stranger on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
The Samhain rapper who looks like a bouncer. Yes. Savage is in studio, and it is so good to have you back.
Man, it's good to be back.
Good, man. You sound like you've been partying a bit hard like me.
Oh, man, I've been giving them my all this weekend. It's definitely been one crazy journey.
I looked at your tour schedule, and you've been everywhere. You were in Bali a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And now you're back in Australia, and it seems like you're touring every town in this country.
Oh, man. We did a few time zones this weekend, so it's been pretty crazy.
And I imagine it's not like you're waking up at 6 a.m. to do yoga and do a green smoothie. I mean, you go hard.
Do I look like I do yoga?
You know what? You could do yoga with a bit of application.
When you say yoga, I think yogurt. So
What about frozen yogurt? That's number one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and you were in Bali.
Yep.
Were you getting all the massages, or did you have to work?
Man, my wife was. She was lapping it up, but good. I was just prepping for work, I guess.
How often do you get to take the wife with you on tour?
This is actually the first time she's joined me on numerous trips for one weekend, and it's been really good.
Zooby-doo.
Yeah.
What the heck is that word even mean?
Zooby-doo, man. It's just energy. It's just energy. Good energy. Zooby-see, zooby-doo. You know what I mean? It's just giving off good energy. You know what I mean? It's just starting your day off right.
How do you start off your day right?
Man, I start off my day by making my 6-year-old daughter's sandwich and then taking her to school.
What kind of sanger are we talking? Is it a peanut butter, or did she get some cured meats in there?
It's always gourmet sandwiches for me.
Because you're a classy man, Savage.
Yes.
None of this white buttercup and cheap peanut butter spread.
No, none of the hundreds of thousands of sandwiches, no.
I got a tweet that I want to talk about that you tweeted. It said, if you can't tell the difference between hip-hop and R&B urban to soul, then you one dumb go slap yourself. So, and I know, mate, we are in Australia, but I did see at the New Zealand Music Awards this artist that I didn't know about and now I know about, Aradhana. So she's clearly a soul singer.
Yes.
And she won in the category that's urban and hip hop. Yeah. And she got up there and made an incredible point, I think, which is I've been lumped in a brown people category.
Valid. Before I signed to ministry, I was an urban artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was always nominated against soul singers who would always win.
Yeah.
And you're frustrated. You're like, but this is hip-hop.
Totally.
This is a hip-hop category. It's
actually completely different genres.
Exactly. You know, and Aradhana, she's like my sister. We started off together.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? We started in the same record label together. And she made a valid point because her album that she just did was it was produced by the same producers that did Amy Winehouse and Adele, you know what I mean? So
it's the equivalent of having like One Direction and Kings of Leon.
It's the matter of people understanding that they got to create a whole other separate genre, which is soul music.
Totally. Savage, thank you for making time to hang out with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
You're always welcome here. Take care of yourself.
Zooby-doo. Energy. Good energy. Let's do it.
On Ash London Live.
Twitter snap polls.
I've got one of my best mates in the world, Scott Tweedy, host of The Loop on 11.
Hello.
Are you excited for number two in our
Twitter?
You know
what they say. Twitter poll two is better than Twitter poll one, baby.
No one's. I've never heard that saying ever said.
Everyone outside, when I walked in, they're just like, Twitter poll two, Twitter poll two. I was like, what's wrong?
10 o'clock at night. The office is empty. I don't know who you're talking
they're
about.
They're all on Red Bull. Having a good time.
All right, so tonight it's classic bangers. Two songs that you may have forgotten about, but we know that as soon as you're going to hear them, you're going to love them. So In the red corner, I'll let you introduce the first one.
This is Calvin Harris with Florence and the Machine, Sweet Nothing. And what a song it is. 2012, having a good time. Hey, help Calvin out as well. He's looking for a new Twitter display picture.
Why?
He took to Twitter yesterday. I don't know, he's sick of his old one. It's too serious. So he's doing a lot of banter on Twitter at the moment if you want to get involved with Calvin Harris.
I would love to get involved with Calvin Harris, especially in that last video. What's it called, Draco?
Oh, I don't know. My way.
I know.
He's good.
Iconic Pop is the other option. Man, I love this song so hardcore.
It's a lot of yelling. It is a lot of yelling. Especially for 10 o'clock at night. I'm trying to wind down. You're winding it up.
Yeah, yeah. Those are your two options, Australia. Head to our Twitter page at AshLondonLive to cast your vote. Only one can win, and the winner will play in full in 7 minutes' time.
4:30 even.
4:30.
Yep.
Oh, it's a quick one tonight. Love it.
On Ash London Live.
The Twitter snap poll.
It is time now to reveal the winner of our Twitter snap poll of classic bangers. In the red corner, I mean, Tweety, I'm guessing you voted for this one, Calvin Harris.
Yeah, totally red. Team red over here.
Okay, it's Sweet Nothing. And it's up against Icona Pop, which was my vote. I love it.
Too much screaming.
I'll let you reveal the winners before you go home, Scott Tweedy. Who is it?
The winner is Calvin Harris and Florence and the Machine.
Still a great song. Still an absolute banger.
And for you, Ash, Sweet Nothing.
It plays now, your Twitter poll winner on Ash London Live.